That's not a bad way to blow the cobwebs off on a Monday morning. Robbie Williams, let me entertain you to start us off here at Classic Hits.
Jeebus, I wasn't expecting trumpets at this time of the morning. That's a hell of a way to start.
It's to herald your arrival.
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, PJ Callaghan!
Imagine. I haven't even...
Calm down!
I haven't even made a coffee yet, you shower of crazy people.
Yeah, heralding your arrival. Morning, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday, 14th of September. Halfway through September.
My God. Well, at least we're
on. Where does the time go?
Oh, Jim, right up into the air, thankfully. Oh, my God. At least we're more than halfway through this pox of a year. Not that it matters, because next year is going to be exactly the same. But at least we're halfway through
this
one.
Bit of optimism there. Come here, listen. So, did you make the most of a bit of sunshine yesterday?
I really did. I have the legs walked off myself. I was rambling up and down the place like a looper. All I did was say in the sun yesterday was deadly.
Happy days. Yeah, there was a bit of a breeze around, but it was a warm breeze.
Oh,
it was a southwesterly.
Oh, gee, I felt a
straight up the leg of your shorts.
And which I made sure happened a lot. There's a lot of that force.
And I think actually this week's not the worst week weather-wise. I think there's some decent temperatures through the week.
Yeah, but we're not going to get what we got yesterday, I don't think. I don't think there's any, like, it's got a lot of old cloud. The old September cloud.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Hopefully.
Look, I'm trying to raise the spirits of a nation here.
Well, I'm still upset over the trumpets. So you're going to have to steady on, Mr. Jim.
Right. All right, I shall dial back the happiness a bit, should I?
No, I think it's all right. Just that once you're okay with me, just having a little wee on it when you're finished.
Right, okay.
There you go. Look at that temperature. Oh, it's going to be roasting. Roasting and no sun. Oh, brilliant.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 14th of September. Good to have along, folks. 13 minutes past 6. Bananarama, of course, we're celebrating Siobhan Fahey's birthday last week, Bananarama.
Jeepers. Is she Irish or is it just a
She's Irish. Yeah. Siobhan Fahey, the one that was married to Dave Stewart.
Yeah.
Remember, we did all this last week.
I know she was married to Dave Stewart. I just didn't know if we went into her whether she was Irish or not.
I should do end of week tests for you.
Sure, you're joking.
You don't remember anything.
Sure, I'm not listening. Yeah, that, I don't know.
That explains it.
She can just give me the old fail before we leave on Friday and save us both the bother.
Right, we're going to get stuck into the birthdays for today. It's an interesting bunch.
Is it, yeah, an interesting bunch?
Going to be starting with the actor Sam Neill.
Sam Neill, yeah, Mr. He was the devil. In the third Omen film, he was the grown-up Damien, do you remember that?
Was he?
He was, yeah, he's very good at it.
Wow. Most people kind of associate him now, I think, with Jurassic Park.
Yeah, which came out.
I like him, I think he's a good actor.
He's a brilliant actor. Yeah. Brilliant, he does a great bad guy as well. Remember Peaky Blinders? He was the guy sold from Belfast.
That's right,
He was brilliant.
God, he was very good in that.
Oh, he was brilliant.
Yeah, actually, that's the first time I've seen him as a sort of a vicious character.
Yeah, and he was deadly.
Yeah.
Oh, you start hating him, so you do. So he's so good at that. You know that's good acting, isn't it? When you actually, you're sticking the films over and you're in a bad humour in the kitchen. I tell you something, that fellow they sent over. He really got under my goat.
Yeah, yeah. He was in The Hunt for Red October as well.
That's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Alongside our friends.
Alongside your man. I am a Russian apple. God, you hear my Russian accent.
Yeah. At least Sam tried it. He did his whole kind of, I would like to live in Montana.
Yeah.
With the white picket fence.
Yeah, the other fella didn't even bother. He said, walk around like he's
Sean already. Answered him with, aye, I've been to Montana.
Aye. Growing up as a young boy in Vladivostok, I remember. What sort of movie is this?
Brilliant.
I gotta say, Sam Neill, he's not a young man anyway, because that was like,
it's been around a while, to be fair.
In the 80s, I think. I'm gonna say he's like, oh, would he be 71?
Not bad at all. 73.
Right, okay.
Not bad. Take that right neck of the woods. Right, what about this? If Tara was here, there'd probably be celebrations. There'd probably be balloons and everything for this one. Morten Harkett.
Oh, Vaha!
Is celebrating his birthday today. She was a massive Morten Harkett fan, wasn't she?
Oh, she'd do anything to get close to him.
Yeah.
So be careful there, Morten.
Can't vouch for where she is at the moment.
No, we don't know. She's on her, you know, what's it called?
Paternity leave.
Parental. Yeah, paternal. I think we're making suggestions about Tara that definitely aren't true.
Parental leave.
Yeah, so she's off. She could be anywhere.
She could be anywhere, Morten.
Could be over there knocking on the doors in Norway, looking for you.
Keep an eye out.
Come out.
If you've any bushes around where you live.
Here, come out here and share a bag of cider, she'd be saying. I'd say that.
Share a bag of cider.
Share a bag of, do you want to share a bag of cider in a bush?
You won't get an offer like that, Martin, I tell you.
Do you want to share a social distance bag of cider in a bush? I'd say Martin Harkett is. Oh, he 61.
Yeah!
Come on, look at that. 61. In the net.
Now, this man is basically the voice of football. In the way that, remember, once upon a time, John Motson was the voice of football back in the day. This is basically the new voice of football. Martin Tyler.
Martin Tyler. You know, so I have no idea what he looks like. Well, I've seen him in his pictures very briefly. You know, they pop up in the commentators today. And they go up on the screen, and you're like, "Oh, dear, what?" But I know he's
he is, you know, kind of, you know what I mean by that. Like all the big kind of games, it's his commentary hear and all that.
Yeah, he'd be on when you're playing your FIFA and all on your PlayStation. Exactly. And all you're listening to him. And everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say Maritai, I don't know, would he be in his 70s now as well? No,
yeah, he is. He's around a long time. Like obviously, he predates Sky. Put it that way.
Yeah, well,
naturally.
Don't we all? Don't we all? 72 then.
Not bad. Goes. Not bad. 75.
Ah, okay, right.
75. And then this one is one that is specially for you, right?
Yeah.
Walter Koenig.
Walter Koenig?
Yeah.
How is that for me? Who's Walter Koenig?
Oh, my God. I am absolutely horrified. You don't know Ensign Pavel Chekhov.
Ah! I should absolutely know him. Oh,
from
my God.
Chekhov
from Star Trek.
TV series. Chekhov.
Oh, Chekhov, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, brilliant. Him and Zulu up the front.
Yeah.
Making faces at each other all the time. That was what there was great about that. Spock and Kirk. Well, Captain, you need to think logical. Oh, but I really want to kiss that green-faced woman. And the two lads up front. Looking at each other.
See the ears now, man.
Just some male thing. Wait to see the drunken Scotsman down in the and down doing the mechanic.
We're never getting out of here. Alive.
I don't know. I hope. I'm glad we've a spare driver up front here. I got to say,
Chekhov now, he is not a young man now.
The original series was early 60s, like, you know. Yeah. If you see them all now, they all look a real croc, except for Shatner, who actually looks grand. Whatever he's doing.
Plastic, I'd say.
He's sold a soul to an alien or something, I'd say.
Exactly.
About 82.
Not bad, 84.
Ah, okay.
84.
Okay, I'll take that.
Not a disaster today, you'd
not
have to
disaster.
Say.
Not a disaster.
Not at all.
Not a disaster.
One in the bag and a few, like, maybe not quite off the post, but certainly.
Whistling.
You know, whistling
close.
Certainly within the box.
Whistling close to the post. That's my new ambition in life.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John. Thanks a million. Almost 6:32. How are you today, sir? How was your weekend?
Very well. Good morning. Yeah, grand.
Did you make anything of the sunshine?
Absolutely. Lived the life to the optimum, you know. Got out there and embraced all that.
I have a feeling John's in good form today because...
Why is that now?
Yesterday on Super Sunday.
Yes.
Spurs v Everton.
Yeah, and Everton actually did it.
And
they
John
won.
Is a closet toffee.
He is a closet toffee.
Yeah, for my troubles. Living in a country where everyone else is the direct opposite of a toffee, it's a difficult...
You are an Evertonian supporter, aren't you?
Yes, I was inflicted with that many, many years ago. But it's...
What a start.
Yeah, well, when you stick...
Getting one over on Jose.
Yeah, well, that's always a bonus anyway, let's be honest about it. When you stick James Rodriguez in your team all of a sudden, you're like... This is a different perspective.
Did you watch the game?
I did. I was struggling to keep a lid on it. The excitement now is off the scale.
Yeah.
To be quite honest. Yeah.
All these signings and Ancelotti at the wheel.
Three international midfielders of world class standing for £60 million. I mean, they buy right backs for £60 million these days.
Bargain. So this is the year, John. Is it?
This is the year where, let's be honest, we go to Anfield and we don't get pumped. So
that's regarded as a success, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like when they're absolutely mocking you for years and years and years and calling you.
Come on, John. Look, we found another one.
They're so rare that they have to reach out to each other. Look,
Damien in Galway has just WhatsApped in up the toffees. Not many of us around. Oh, sorry. He says, no, I could be wrong. He says, not many of those around.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's always one. But this is the thing where you record this piece of audio.
Yeah.
And you're, you know. In your radio logger, as it were.
Yeah.
And you hang on to September the 14th. And you come back in late May, when Everton have done a Leicester City. And then... dangerous territory, sorry. Yeah.
Do you get the impression John's a glass half-empty man?
Yeah, so I never saw him as the most optimistic of sorts now, but...
Yeah,
they're coming out with a statement.
Fresh off the... I mean, they... Signing players from Real Madrid and then just putting over on Jose and Spurs. He's like, ah, yeah, but I mean, wait till it all goes wrong. Wait till it all goes
Where
wrong.
Where will it go wrong?
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen born in the USA, and let's hear it for the boy from Denise Williams just ahead of that. Bruce, of course, we'll have to play that for Margaret.
Yes.
In Fermoy, because you know the way she is. If she doesn't get a bit of Bruce in the morning.
She doesn't get a bit of Bruce in the morning, then she's not
right for the day.
Can't talk to her. She's nobody's business.
She's not right for the day. So there you go, Margaret. That'll set you up. Loves a bit of Bruce in the morning. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you. Speaking of, we were chatting to John about the football and Everton's impressive start to the season there, getting one over on Jose.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're today bedecked in your... In your Bose jersey, you're wearing your Bose jersey today.
By pure coincidence, yeah. I threw it on when I was walking around the house last night, and then when I got up this morning, I was like, oh, that's grand. I'll put it back on.
Yeah.
So is there...
Wasn't a wonderful weekend, really, in that regard.
No, it wasn't. No, thanks for bringing it up, mister.
No, it's not me. It's just somebody texted in to say...
It wasn't a great weekend at all, actually.
Somebody just texted in to say, here, PJ, I heard Waterford is lovely this time of year.
I think radio silence is the only response I can give to that. I know, yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work out at all this weekend.
Come on, did you watch Liverpool Leeds?
No, I didn't, no.
Great game, my God.
Ah, they won it, don't
Seven goals,
end.
I know, yeah.
Oh.
And Leeds were fantastic.
What a terrible weekend. Leeds were fantastic.
Come on, in that situation, you had to be rooting for Leeds, surely.
I don't know, man. I mean, can you imagine the smell out of that place now? It's ultimate and everything. Carry on. Oh, Jim. I swear to God, that's like, I don't know. It's like that Conor McGregor fella fighting himself. I don't know. I can't imagine it. Leeds and Liverpool.
It was great. I mean, great match. Like, seven goals. My God, there was... Reckon six of them scored in blooming a half an hour or something, wasn't there? It was fantastic.
So disappointing, I thought. For a start, Leeds being good is hugely disappointing for the start of the Premier
League. I tell you, they do look good, especially going forward. I mean, they're going to frighten a lot of teams.
Oh, God, that's awful. Yeah. And then Liverpool winning. Oh, God, it's never ending.
And, of course,
it's the most pandemic result of all time.
I got the phone call from the Butcher Brown.
Oh, of course you did, yeah.
And Pat was on, delighted. Well, sick he was, in one sense, because, you know, to lose out in that way,
that
to come so
him?
Close.
But should that suit him? He's a Morrissey fan. We looked as if for a second we were optimistic and then it all went wrong. Isn't that what I love in life anyway? Not even thinking of, you know, oh.
Yeah. Actually, that's it. If you happen to be around the Crumlin area, Brown's Butchers there, just go in and sort of like commiserate with Pat today. He'll love that.
Just go in and do that.
Just ask him. Is there any sort of any specials on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, ask him if he's doing a 3 for 2
or a 4 for 3.
Something like
ask
that.
Ask him is he doing any 4 for 3s?
Any 4 for 3s
in Brown's Butchers today there in the Crumlin Road.
But you have to say
he'll love you for it, honestly. He'll be delighted.
But you have to say it like that. I'm not feeling very well. I'd like a 4 for 3. Oh, have you any sausages?
That would be amazing.
He'd love that, yeah. That's
and if you can video it while you're doing it, by the way, because we'd love to see that.
Yeah, and wait till he puts his knife down.
Yes, probably very wise.
You know what I mean? Because
So, yeah, it was a bit of an abysmal footballing weekend from your perspective. You really were on a hiding to nothing.
Yes.
There was no way you were coming out of that well.
No, it wasn't. Although, you know...
Now, the one thing I will do for you...
Van der Beek seemed to do a very good game and a friendly against us.
which we were beaten in. Yeah, so as I say, not a great weekend.
He seemed to do very well, though. He had a couple of moves.
But come here, listen, I'm going to let you off the hook, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know the way you did make a promise... Way back, that you would buy a cake every time Leeds lost.
I did,
but to be fair, since you didn't get your cake for getting the birthdays right,
yeah,
might let that one cancel it out.
I think we should get the cake, man. They lost. Come on, it'll cheer us all up. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get a celebration pan of chocolate.
Yeah, well, you can't celebrate a Liverpool victory, for God's sake.
Oh, it doesn't. No, you've maybe seen the bright side of it again.
I tell you, here's something that'll cheer you up, right? And cheer everybody up, actually. If you want to check out social media today, Magic Mike's been on the case because we were talking to Derek in Finland.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't talking to him. We were We were sort of talking at him.
Yeah, at him, yeah.
We were talking at him because he let us know he was listening in Finland. And it brought back memories of PJ having performed in that very country.
In Heinola.
Representing Ireland in the World Karaoke Championships.
He sure did.
It was impressive. And Magic Mike found the video. He's found the video and he's popping it up on Facebook.
Oh, the Walk of Life video.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that.
If you want to check it out on our Facebook page, Magic Mike has hunted it down, put it up there. You can relive a bit of classic Jake Stevens giving it the Walk of Life in Finland, representing Ireland. And that's our way of cheering PJ up after what was a pretty dismal sporting weekend.
Oh, God. It's just going to be like this all year again, isn't it? 2020. I mean, honest to God. What would you prefer? Like, would you prefer just to know that Leeds are going to lose or a vaccine for this COVID corona thing? Well, I don't even know.
Yeah, Dixie's Midnight Runners, 80s classic. Come on, Eileen. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, 14th of September. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to get involved. Magic Mike is back in the West today.
But he is.
Standing by on the old WhatsApp machine, dying to give away the cash. On the breakfast table quiz, I was going to say. Hey. On the hit bit today, Double Money Monday.
Mad money, so it is. Ooh. Absolutely mad money. £3,600. Holy fart almighty, that's huge.
Huge cash. And of course, classic hit study, always a good place to start. It is a big one. Double Money Monday is the day we would most love to give it away. €3,600 when the money's at its highest. 087-188-0008. Let Magic Mike know if you want to play. And I have to say, I cannot believe that the opportunity has presented itself for me to play this in the background, right?
Yeah.
Just waiting to see how long it takes for the penny to drop.
Oh, it's that Morrissey lad, isn't it? It is, yeah.
And the song is called?
Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
It is, because you've found a misery story.
I found a miserable story. Oh, my God.
And heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Oh my God, George. I found a misery story. This is the thing. If you thought your midlife crisis was a myth and all of that sort of crack, you know, they say there's arguments now that there is no such thing. I think anyone who's ever been alive long enough will tell you it absolutely is a thing.
Right.
Now, there's new research. Now, let's be honest, it's done by one particular person, so not exactly verified research, but scary nonetheless, because he's researched the data of over 500,000 people.
Wow.
And it turns out that maybe 48 is the most miserable year of your life. That's when you're at your worst, your lowest end.
Oh, my God. So you've 48. Got it to look forward to.
Yeah.
It's behind me.
Behind you. I'm sinking into the kirk of a miserable hour. Whereas you're crawling up with your fingernails into the darkness.
Now, hang on a second.
Into the bright light.
I was just going to ask now. Is it like you hit 48, that's the most miserable, and then you start to reform, you start to get better.
It's exactly what this study shows. This study shows that our lives and our happiness in our lives resemble like a U shape, a U bend in the sink, so to speak.
Right.
So going down the drain.
You're literally on the way down the drain.
I am. I'm almost at the bottom of the drain. I'm just about to bounce. And then it gets progressively better after that. And the good news, by the time you're 70, you're happy again. Oh, for God's sake.
70?
Isn't this the most miserable story ever?
Oh
yeah, so
God.
In your 70s, by the time you reach your 70s, you're at your best. So there you go, Jim. Just 20-odd years left for you. And you'll be...
You still haven't hit rock bottom.
And I still haven't even hit rock bottom. Oh, here was me thinking, I can't wait till this year is over. Turns out, another... What is it? 25 years or something, and I'll finally start feeling a little better.
Yeah, but the good news is you will feel worse.
Isn't that something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got a couple of years, and then you'll.
So when am I 40?
You'll be really bad.
So 3 years, right? 3 years, I'm due to hit U bend territory.
Absolute misery.
Right, so I'll be there. So that's great. So in 3 years, I'll be looking back. Coronavirus. They were the best days in my life. Oh, I tell you what I wouldn't give for the old lockdown, huh?
Wow. Oh. So you know the way you're feeling desperately bad this morning, like it's been a, you know, Bowls were beaten over the weekend.
Yeah, Leeds are good.
Leeds are played fantastically.
Liverpool
win.
So yeah, not the best weekend by a lot.
All of those kind of things. So as bad as you feel now, you've got Morrissey playing in the background.
Morrissey's
there.
In the background. That George is in our ears.
That's still not as bad as you're going to feel.
In 2.5 years. Ah, I mean, what a great thing to look forward to. Oh my God, are we waking everybody up happy this morning?
Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, here at Classic Hits, almost 17 minutes past 7. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Remember, big, big money on Double Money Monday for the Hitbiz today, €3,600.
Huge money.
Yeah, so 087-188-0008, get in as quick as you can, let Magic Mike know that you want to play. It could be you getting on to have a go. On the subject of being miserable at 48,
yeah.
Edith is in complete agreement. Oh. She says, I'm 48 this year and it's absolutely miserable.
Oh, well, Edith, aren't we? Play your Morrissey albums and indulge yourself in it, maybe, because, you know, at least, you know, there's a way out now.
And also, look at this, look at this. Here's something for you there, PJ. Somebody is, let me just give a name to this person because you'll be interested in this. This is Aisling.
Yeah.
Aisling O'Connell has just texted in to say, PJ, you're as young as the woman you feel. I'm 25.
That says Aisling. I tell you,
exactly. Tell you. That sounded to me like a little bit of hello.
If you don't want me saying, sorry, I was about to say, if you keep your hands to yourself. I didn't put the two things together at all.
Oh my God,
I didn't put those
talk
two things together.
Talk about not reading the signals, man.
Then people say, why are you single?
25. You'd be exhausted. Like, sure as it is, I mean. You
know. I wouldn't know what to say to it. I'd be like, do you know what?
What you do at school today?
Is Santa getting you out nice this year? I wouldn't know what to say.
Thank you very much,
Aisling.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate it. I'm afraid to look at your picture now in case I like it. The anxiety will kill me.
Come here. I have something for you that'll cheer you up, and it's a lot safer than a 25-year-old for a man of your age, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's ice cream sundae.
Oh, I love ice cream. I can handle an ice cream. I had a Cornetto yesterday in the sun. I was well able for that.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Right.
Because that's one of the things that's part of this as well.
Is it?
Yeah, because this sundae, right, is designated as Ice Cream Sundae.
Very good.
Okay. So the idea is there's a charity element to this, and it's a good one too, because basically HB, who are the people behind this Ice Cream Sundae this coming Sunday, they've decided they're going to donate 10 cents from every multi-pack that's sold on Ice Cream Sundae, and it's going to go to Down Syndrome Ireland. Which
brilliant.
Is great.
Yeah.
Now, you can donate yourself to Down Syndrome Ireland all this week. You can use the website downsyndrome.ie/donate. But make sure now, if you pick up the old, ice cream, HB ice cream multi-pack this Sunday, it'll be a good cause. You'll be making yourself feel better and you'll be donating to charity. It's a great thing.
That's amazing. So I get to eat an entire multi-pack of ice cream on my own on Sunday, guilt-free, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
That's what's going to happen.
Not just guilt-free, you can actually pat yourself on the back for doing something good.
Yes, I can. I tell you something, I love Down Syndrome Ireland as well. A great friend of mine, Aidan Lynham, was very heavily involved with them for years and years and years.
Brilliant.
Miss him a lot. So I'll be eating my ice cream and thinking of him for the week.
Absolutely. And listen, if you want to take part in this, there's a bit of a social media element to this as well. So if you want to kind of encourage other people to take part in this, you can get your HB ice cream multi-pack and you can stick it on your Twitter or your Instagram or whatever with the hashtag HB Ice Cream Sunday. And then you can kind of tag people to get involved and get their own ice creams up and all that sort of carry on.
HB. I'm going to be like, you know when a fellow is buying a car, do you know that way? You know, you're looking through the thing, you're supposed to be working and you're in looking at the cars. I'm going to be like that Googling. I'm looking at all the ice cream range now. Remember those old things they used to have, the posters? And
well,
you go through them all.
See, there's four specific ice creams.
That makes it easier, actually, yeah.
That are sort of in the favourite category.
Right, yes,
right?
Yeah.
There's like the... There's the Cornetto that you mentioned.
Loved them. Had one of them yesterday.
That's probably the one I'd go for.
Yeah, I have to say, four of them, maybe.
An iceberger is very tempting.
Maybe
as well.
Two Cornettos and an iceberger.
Very
tempting.
Brunch.
Yes.
If you want to go proper old school,
it's
classic.
It's going to be very nostalgic. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, Twister.
Very nostalgic.
Yeah.
Take my mind off the fact that I'm going down a hole at 48. So, yeah, I think I can do this. I can take a hit here. This is going to be fun.
Excellent. So there you go. Check it out. Ice Cream Sunday. HB's Ice Cream Sunday. All in aid of Down Syndrome Ireland, happening this coming Sunday. Here's your favourite bit, PJ. Your favourite bit is coming up very shortly on this one. Here we go. Any second now. I'd say this might be it.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
That's it. Whitney Houston, I'm Every Woman here at Classic Hill. Classic Hits, Sack of Cans helping out there along the way.
Sack of Cans, everybody, Sack of Cans. In the sun, go to park, Sack of Cans.
22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Final call on the hit bid. People are dying to get involved. Not surprisingly, €3,600. Huge cash today. Magic Mike, we're going to be going live to him in Galway very shortly. And hopefully... to tell somebody that they've won themselves a whole heap of cash for getting the hit bit right. But if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008, now is the time to let them know that you want to play. And already on the show this morning, I tell you, it's been extraordinary. We've had PJ being propositioned on the show. Somebody making themselves available.
By a young one and all.
By a young one and all. Right?
I'm telling you.
So if you happen to be in the, in the world of dating... here's some advice from the love doctor himself.
Well, indeed,
PJ Geller.
Maybe I was too hasty when I says I'm just a little too old. You know, she was 25.
Yeah,
I'm four.
Look, that's the level of magnetism this man has. He literally has people throwing themselves at him.
Yes.
So dating and love advice, you listen carefully, people. Yeah.
What I should have said we're not compatible, obviously, you're far too young. Find someone your own age and enjoy your life instead of getting onto my misery, you Ben. I should have said, well, hey, if we were to meet up, what would you like to eat? Because apparently we judge each other more on what we eat than anything else. More so, like if you meet someone, the things that you identify to you that this is an attractive person, a lot of it happens, right? So the shoes, a lot of people are kind of weird about shoes and all of that. Clothes they wear, the way they carry themselves, all that sort of crack. But food, they say, is a secret number one. So we're always judging people on what they're eating and if it's compatible with what we eat. And that makes somebody far more attractive then in the real world than we ever imagined before. So like,
if you'd have rocked up and met, I forgot what her name was. Aisling, was it?
Yes.
So if you'd have bumped into Aisling and she was having a large portion of coleslaw on the side, you'd have left the restaurant.
This isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. I don't know what it is about you, but you're just not the person I thought you were.
Right.
You know.
So what somebody eats could subliminally influence how attractive you find them.
It's huge. It's huge. More than the car they drive, how much money they make, what they do for a living. They say the food compatibility is huge. 30% of people saying that it is more important even than what mummy and daddy time in the time with the time and all.
Right.
30% saying it's even more important than that to them. So a food psychologist... my God, what's a food psychologist? Anyway, Christy Ferguson, he said...
A food psychologist talk to its dinner. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I know how I feel about you, but how do you feel about mayonnaise?
Yeah.
So a food psychologist, he said, having studied these patterns for many, many years, this is not surprising at all. He's saying in dates, it's not unusual for people to turn up, say, on a first date and, one of them would order, say, chicken wings or spaghetti bolognese and turn off the other one so much to the point that they'd be like, right, I'm out of here. Look at your man slobbering and slabbering all over and licking the fingers off himself and all. And I don't even like chicken and all of that sort of stuff.
It's like, remember we had that conversation about, like, years ago, when kebabs became a huge thing.
Huge.
The one thing you could never do was go on a date that involved actually having a kebab.
Kebab, yeah.
Because it was, effectively, it was going to be all over your face, all down your shirt.
Yeah, because...
it was going to be everywhere.
Because a kebab is clothing.
Basically,
right, kebab is a scarf, essentially.
You effectively dive in there.
Hope
for the best.
I know, it is.
You should really only have kebabs just prior to you having a shower.
That's about it, isn't it? Or even maybe in the shower. That's about the only time you should have them. So here's the other thing, though. Food on dating profiles. So if you mention food on a dating profile, say you're on Tinder or Bumble or any of these things, you mention food, you're much more likely to get a reaction than if you don't have it. So that's how...
that's
into
impressive.
Food. So if you, like, right, if so if you, I don't know, like, that means...
So forget I'm into long walks and...
yes.
And whatever. Go straight into, I'm into... lasagna.
Yeah.
And I'm into...
well, my name is Simon and I like chicken nuggets. And say nothing else about yourself.
Brilliant.
And you'll be flying, yeah. Because chicken is actually the most attractive thing. Chicken brings more people together than any other dish.
Wow.
Chicken's the one, yeah. So if you write, if you mention...
chicken is the food of love.
Chicken is the food of love. Chicken is the food of love.
This is amazing.
Chicken and chips is the food of casual how are yous all over the world, I think.
Yeah. But don't be too forward. Don't go straight in with... fancy a drumstick?
Yeah.
Steady on.
Yeah.
We only just met.
Would you like seeing my wishbone from last night's dinner?
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth an absolutely ridiculous €3,600 this morning for Double Money Monday. We know loads of songs it definitely isn't, but that's not really helping us at the moment. It sounds like this. It's not Ram Jam Black Betty. It's not Rod Stewart Maggie May. It's not Shania Twain. A man, I feel like a woman. It's none of those. But what is it? So first person that's going to play this morning is Amy Boyd. Hey, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
How are you, Amy?
Bad,
where whereabouts are you in the world, Amy?
I'm coming from Dublin down to Wicklow. I'm a teacher down in secondary school down in Wicklow. So.
Oh, excellent. Very good.
Very good.
May I say, you're very welcome to Wicklow.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I was thinking
when I was coming in. I was waiting for some Wicklow kinship to cross the boundaries there.
Well, we're very welcoming. As long as you don't go walking or cycling, we're very welcoming.
Yeah. Or in a beer garden or anything. So, Amy, we'd love to give you some money this morning. It is really big. £3,600. What do you think?
I think the Pogues, Love You Till the End.
The Pogues? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the Pogues, Love You Till the End.
Wow, right, so.
Okay, good one. Right, first time in the morning we get to go west. Magic Mike is there standing by. Heavy Michael.
How are you, lads? Wouldn't it just be a fairy tale if Amy won this morning? But it is wrong. I'm sorry, Amy.
Oh,
unlucky. Amy, listen, safe drive and have a good day. Thanks for playing. Cheers.
See you
bye-bye
later, Amy. Take care. Right, is it Mary Hines? Hello.
Morning. How are you?
Is it Mary or Marie? Did I get it right or wrong?
Marie.
I beg your pardon, Marie. I'm so sorry.
No,
what an absolute idiot. How are you getting on, Marie? Where are you today?
Oh, I'm grand. No bother. I'm in Galway.
Oh, very good. Close to our Magic Mike, so.
Oh, I might track him down and get the answer.
Yeah, he's well.
Now you see, now you're thinking, Marie.
Oh,
now you're really thinking.
Yeah.
Which bit of Galway are you in, Marie? Just a matter of interest. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Carlistran, but I work in Spittal.
Right. Oh, oh, you're
what?
You're only
down the road from me, yeah? Only 2 minutes, 10 minutes down the road.
Look at this. Oh, my God. Stalker alert.
Yeah, I can probably know within half an hour where my kids are. I'm a postwoman.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
This is you're so easily caught, Mike.
This is fantastic.
I'll just ask a couple of questions.
Oh my God! This is fantastic. I love that. If Marie gets this wrong, she's going to literally hunt down Mike.
Yeah. Brilliant. This is the best one ever.
Call the guards, Mike. Let them know where you are.
I've just turned the lock on my office door. Thank you.
Right. So £3,600. Have a go.
Well, I think it might be Marillion Katie.
Oh, there's a good song.
Great song.
What do you reckon then, Mike?
Marie, is it too late to say I'm sorry?
Oh my God!
It is wrong. I'm sorry. Don't hunt me down.
Just for that pun.
Exactly. Yeah. You should correct. Hunt him down and punish him for that pun.
Oh, I will. I intend.
Listen, Marie, have a cracking day. Thanks for playing. Don't give up on us.
All right.
Enjoy yourself. Take care.
Cheers. See you later.
Bye bye.
And you too, Mike. You take care of yourself, okay?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Just keep looking
over your shoulder, Mike. Especially when literally, that was Mike literally doing a fish impersonation there.
A fish?
What? You know, we're Marillion.
No.
Remember, he caught. Oh, for God's sake. I don't know why I bother. Anyway, listen.
I don't care.
Didn't fish sing with Marillion?
Oh, did he?
Oh, for God's sake.
Why are you talking about fish, Jim?
You people are musical philistines. That's all I want to say.
Excuse me.
Moving forward, who's going to play next? Will we give it to Niall Buchanan?
Musical philistine. I can name every song in the Michael Bolton album. And there he is calling me a musical philistine. Niall Boylan.
Yeah.
Give you another shot. A quarter to one, I think.
Quarter to two.
Oh, for God's sake, is it?
Yes.
You and that fish fella have me very confused.
Robin S, Show Me Love here at Classic Hits. It's almost 9 minutes past 8 o'clock of this Monday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Breakfast table quiz day one on the way this hour, of course. So we'll give you an opportunity to get involved. Details of what you could win, all that sort of stuff a bit later on. But if you want to kind of drink, get ahead of the posse, I suppose.
Indeed.
087-188-0008. Today, by the way, Is it National Quiet Day or International?
National Quiet Day.
National Quiet Day.
So you get a lot of these sort of days of awareness, you may or may not call them. Today being National Quiet Day. Listen to what your man has on in the background.
Huh.
Fellas dropping music and instruments.
It's the art of noise.
That's what it is.
I'm playing in the background.
With that then noise.
I thought it might be appropriate for National Quiet Day.
You went with the exact opposite. This fella be worshipping the devil on Christmas morning. So I tell you,
that's a great old song.
It is a good song, in fairness. It just sounds very random. It sounds like a series of
random
coincidences rather than music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like modern jazz.
Oh, God, don't even get me started. But it is National Quiet Day, so that means noise is everywhere. They're trying to remind us that everywhere we go in the world, noise is everywhere. It's all around us.
Yeah.
Be it the hustling and bustling of people.
You don't have to tell me, PJ.
Tell me about
it. You do not have to tell me about noise surrounding you.
I tell you, only half the day in here and somehow we still played with noise. We can't get to the bottom of it. Half the day where there's just the two of us here and he still can't, he's just
Jordan.
It's unbelievable, yeah. And it's not like John's making a big racket, you know. So noise everywhere. In the office, of course, at home, if you've got kids and all that, the phone ringing constantly. If you go, I suppose it's not as bad as it used to be. I mean, post-lockdown, the noise is at a significantly smaller level than before. But
right.
We still have very busy lives. Still a lot of noise going on around us. Traffic and radios and phone alerts and all that. Oh, I watched that thing last night. You were telling me about the social dilemma.
Oh, yeah.
Jeepers.
Scary.
Oh, I'm not even talking to my phone anymore.
Exactly.
I'm still typing away, but I'm not talking. So now they're saying today is the day to make yourself aware and try and get some of those annoying noises out of your life. The annoying background noise, to remove it so you can get a little bit of your own sense of well-being again. Your own
sense of tranquility. Don't go promoting, you know, the idea that people should eliminate irritating noises.
I know.
We've got a career to think of.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm paying no attention to this ridiculous survey. And this ridiculous idea of removing noise. Surely if you're like me, you need noise. So you're not left alone with your own ridiculous thoughts to drive you mad. I mean, it's the distraction of noise that makes the day worth living, I would have thought.
I think that the weirdest thing of all about this for you, right?
Yeah.
Is the fact that if you're in a totally, totally, totally silent room.
Yeah.
There's still noise. In your head.
Oh, right.
Even your ears talk to you.
They do, yeah, they do. I've one ear that does nothing. People are talking to me. All I hear through that ear is... I can't hear properly. And the other ear is just going... with the tinnitus. It's the most annoying thing. The last thing
that,
I need.
That is such an amazing noise.
Constantly. In me head.
You make it look like you've got one ear that's permanently frightened.
Yeah, of the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Permanently scared. And it's just in a constant scream of...
Yeah. And the other fella's going, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Come on over here and give us a hug. Give us a hug. What's wrong with you? I'm coming out here.
If I could get around to the other side of this head, I'd shut you up.
I'd grab you by the lobe and then like smack you across the side of it.
Oh my God.
So there's no such thing as quiet.
So you
for me.
Literally can never be in true silence.
Never, no, I can't deal with it at all.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm the only person that when I was living in Dunleary next to the train, that I was there, thank God for that, the break I got to get off the noise of that train. Oh, the break. I used to love the train going past, the breaking up.
Because as I say many times, I love the idea of a bit of peace and quiet.
I know, yeah, you're
I should say, I would love the idea of a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's, you know, mad. It does make you think.
Do you have any noise in particular that...
Yes.
...that you hear on a regular basis?
I know what you're going to ask. Any noise that I think is really irritating.
Yeah.
Yes, the one I'm always talking about.
UB40.
Yeah, breathing. People breathing.
Oh,
UB40, but yeah, people breathing.
Specifically UB40 breathing.
That would be the worst noise. But you know, when you're, like, it's when you're trying to eat with someone, and it's worse now than ever, because the cafes and all are a little bit quieter and all, right? You know, and so when
so
you're
now
just,
the noise cuts through.
Oh my God! If you're sitting beside someone or even in a house or something, and they're eating, and you're just watching, you're trying to watch the television. Oh, here's.
So it's mainly the. Have you gone? No, you're there. It says you're supposed to be there.
No, oh, there
you're
I
back.
Am. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that noise.
Yeah, do you know something? I think the microphone is objecting to that noise.
I actually can't believe that the mic is turning itself off when I. That's unbelievable. If I make the noise, that's annoying. The mic turns itself off.
Try it again there.
Oh, will I do it again?
Yeah, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
And it's turned off. Because I am not doing that, I promise
that
you.
That is the maddest thing.
It literally objects to your breathing sounds.
I can't believe I've reached a level where I'm so annoying, even my microphone can't listen to me anymore.
Inanimate objects. Technology rejects you.
Even the microphone is like, I can't listen to him. It's National Silence Day, I'm turning him off.
Oh, right, so the
God.
breathing while eating noise is the number one
that to
for
me
you.
Is the worst noise in the history. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
What would it be for me?
I think I know what it is.
People. That's
people
what it is.
Enjoying themselves. Jim gets so upset.
No. What would it genuinely be now? What would be the noise that... Actually, I don't... Yeah. There's just so many to choose from. You're going to have to leave it with me.
Phone alerts as well. I don't think there's anything more annoying than phone alerts. You know, if you're sitting there...
I turn off all my notifications.
Oh, but you know, even if it's someone else's. You know, if you're sitting there, you're minding your own business. Yeah. Or you're watching your TV.
And
or
their phone is
and
binging.
And all you hear is... Bloom, bloom, bing, 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 bing. You're like, I'm going to lose my marbles if this person doesn't stop doing that. Or if someone's sitting beside you in the cinema and for some reason they wear a big jacket that won't stop rustling. Or rustling sweets and all.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't gone to the cinema in years over it. Because I'm afraid of a man with a bag of sweets. It's ruined the cinema. I'm fear and anxiety over a man that may or may not bring in a bag of sweets. Can't handle it. Can't do it.
Somebody is saying fork against teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I get
if somebody
that.
Accidentally does that thing where they're, you know, using a knife and fork in a plate and it scrapes the plate.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Sort of, you know, it goes across it. That's a bit of a...
I got mad with myself doing that the last time. I did it and I went, ah, yeah. I used a very bad word to call myself because I was so upset that I made
it's one of the most entertaining things in the world for me is watching you having an argument with yourself.
Happens a lot.
Nobody rails with themselves quite like you do.
I know, full on dialogue. And then defending myself back.
Yeah, and then deciding to not speak to each other.
And then not speaking
and
to
And it's just you.
Yeah, it's just... And then I'm just left with my two ears going... Brr, brr, brr.
Oh, my God.
It's a very busy place in this head.
It's telling you something.
You just have to look at it.
Is there any wonder that I yearn for a bit of peace and quiet?
You just...
Literally, I've got one of your ears going... The other one going, if we can get a row there to the other one.
You just have to look at this head. I have to live inside it. You want to believe it's like being in a circus 24/7. Very uncomfortable.
John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane here at Classic Hits. 20 past 8, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you so much for that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We have to say a quick happy birthday. Harry Lally, I think it is 9 today. Or it could be Harry Lally Croke in Ross Cam. Anyways, his granny and granddad wanted to wish him a happy birthday. Would you say it's Harry Lally in Croke in Roscam? Or would you say it's Harry Lally Croke in Roscam?
Well, I'd like to tell you what I think it is, but you see, I've just restarted the computer there. I'm not looking at it.
Right.
So I'll have to take your word for it. And I know it's definitely a Harry, so have a great day, Harry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, thank you for all of the suggestions as to the... the sounds that make you that really irritate you, because it's National Quiet Day, so we want to know the noise that that annoys you the most. If you could single out one particular noise that you have to deal with that annoys you the most,
oh yeah,
we'd love to know it. 087-188-0008. I suspect this isn't going to be one for you.
Right? Because
Sharon has texted in to say, I hate when you go into the church for a quiet prayer. Straight away, I've lost you.
I don't know what you're talking about. They're looking at me like I'm some sort of heathen.
Yeah. Hey, when you go into the church for a quiet prayer and there's a person muttering their prayers.
pray for Mary, pray for Martin, pray for you.
You know the way they do it out loud.
I don't mind that. Do you know what I always found strange in the church?
What?
It's the one person that competes to be the loudest. Do you know the way? So like, you know, your man goes, hey, your man, the priest or the rector or whoever goes, you know, and the Lord be with you. Or, what does he say? Peace be with you. And he goes, and peace be with you. You know that we always one of them.
Yeah. Or the person who tries to sing the hymns louder than anybody else.
Yeah. You know them. And you're like, we'll now offer each other the sign of peace. And he's practically waving both hands. You know these, but you know.
Peace be with you.
And the response is, yes, Lord, we will stand together. Yes, Lord, and we will stand together. You know them people. You know they have to just have to be really late. Like where everybody's trying to just have a little, and you're. Why do you have to be so loud?
Yeah,
it's not a competition.
Or people who the prayer thing is a bit like people who sing along with songs and things that you're trying to listen to.
That's you've hit the nail on the head. Listen to this song, says someone, and they put it on, and then they sing along to it. You're going, oh my God.
This is doing me nothing.
George Michael put a lot of work into this song. The last thing he needs is you.
Especially when they're generally a bad singer. Yeah. And they can't hear that they're a bad singer because they're tone deaf.
We'll be together again. And nobody in the two shows. We'll be together again. I know, it drives you stone mad, doesn't it?
Stone mad. Lads, we had no sleep last night. Our next door neighbour's house alarm has a fault and it can't turn off.
Wouldn't that drive you demented now?
Oh my God.
And then you have to, and in fairness, you have to close the windows then to try and get rid of it.
That's
because last night was the hottest night of the year.
Actually, we were in that very house.
Where are we?
That's the Neelands.
Oh my God.
Friend Knocklyon, who we did the Christmas show from. So their neighbour. Oh, I tell you, we'll be around.
We'll be around. There's no one there. And all that does then is just tells burglars, actually, there's no one here, there's no one here, there's no one here.
The other thing is, actually, a car alarm can be very annoying.
Very annoying.
When somebody's
going off and
somebody's gone off, right? They've left their car, they've parked their car somewhere. You know, like those, like say for example, walkers. You know those walkers who go walking in hills and everything. Hill walkers. Those type of people. And they abandon their car somewhere.
Yeah.
And then they go off for the day. And their car alarm goes off.
And on. And off.
And it just.
And on and off.
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah. Until you eventually set fire to it. So,
you're like, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind.
Check this out. Look at that. Somebody's texted in today. Let me see. Always give us your name, Laura. Laura, I have misophonia.
Oh, I know what that is.
Whistling makes me violent.
Yes, my friend Chris Kent, the stand-up comedian, has that.
Have you met Jake Stevens?
Oh, yeah. How you doing? Great to see you in the morning. Look at your... And get your... Ready for the day.
Fantastic.
My mic started turning me off again.
Exactly.
It doesn't like whistling.
Whenever
either.
You start getting a little bit annoying.
Yeah, the mic just turns me off. It's unbelievable. It's like a setting, the annoying setting. Yeah, my friend Chris Kent, the stand-up comedian there from Cork, Chris Kent, he has misophonia. And he says he struggles with it, you know, because it is that the smallest noise will drive you demented to the point that it feels like the person is doing it deliberately to you. It makes you really, like, you can't handle only those little noises that the rest of us might not even think about at all. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Awful thing.
Somebody has texted in, the most annoying noise they know is Kanye West.
I hear you. Yeah, that makes an awful lot of sense.
And somebody else has texted in to say the most annoying thing you can possibly hear is license and registration, please.
Pretty annoying, all right. But I would advise you to swallow that one down.
And here's another one for you. The Waterford fans celebrating. Somebody's actually texted
that in. Of course, yeah. That was, well, there was no fans to listen celebrating to. I suppose that's the only good side.
Anyway, let us know, right? We'll keep it going for a while. 087-188-0008. I tell you something, it did occur to me what one of the most annoying sounds in my life, and thankfully it's now gone.
Right.
We had a tumble dryer, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
And you know, when it's finished and it does that, but it doesn't just do it once to say, I'm finished now.
It keeps and leave it going and going and going.
Every about 20 seconds.
I know.
All the time.
I had one of them in my house in Dunleary, and it just went, beep, 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 about 7 of them, and it would stop. And all I had to do was get up and open the door, and it would stop. And do you think I would? No. I'd sit there and watch the movie, and every 2 minutes while the movie was on, beep, beep, and then you heard, shut up!
Michael Jackson, of course, Black or White, 20 to 9 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well. By the way, final call for the breakfast table quiz. It is day one. Fantastic break to the Midlands Park Hotel up for grabs. 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved in that. But lots of people have been sending in their annoying noises.
Have they? Yeah, they're still,
this,
yeah.
World, what is it? National Quiet Day.
Quiet Day, yeah. National Quiet Day, yeah. So trying to find a little bit of solace amongst the hustle and bustle of everyday life at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the stuff that we wanted to know is the stuff that really irritates you. If there's a particular noise that above all others really...
Annoy, really gets you in. Do you remember Magic Mike was upset there because his house in Dublin, when he was still living in Dublin, and he used to have to sing where his tank in his house would fill itself or something at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, his house would just start, the whole house would start going, go, 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 go.
We have a touch of that, actually, yeah. Because their house is an old kind of house, so it's, you get a lot of that, you know. If you flush the loo in the middle of the night, then it refills or something.
And those toilets, you know, with the real old plumbing. And for two hours of tingling, tingling, tingling water, tingling, tingling, tingling water, tingling, tingling water.
Selma's been on. She says people who don't connect their earphones properly, so you end up sort of half hearing their music.
Yeah.
I suppose public transport and stuff would say that would be a
nightmare.
Public
transport, yeah.
If you're sitting beside somebody and you're kind of hearing some like tinny version of.
Or even worse still, I remember when I was in London a couple of times and you get onto the tube and there's a lad with just a full on radio sitting on the seat beside him. I'll never forget it. Yeah. It's not that regularly.
Tegan was on. It annoys me when someone turns on their pen and turns it off again.
Oh, the clicking.
Oh,
the
clicking thing.
Clicking.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Of course. Yeah. It is annoying.
This sounds like somebody after our own heart, PJ. It says, I get up at 5 a.m. and the press that I take my work clothes out of squeals and squeaks horribly. And this is the part that's kind of familiar to you and I.
Yeah.
I could put a bit of WD-40 on it.
I was just going to say.
But I reckon I'll just probably pull it off the hinges some morning.
Yeah, that's, and that is exactly what's going to happen. He every day he gets to it and every day he goes, I must put something on that.
Yeah. And then one morning it'll just drive.
And then one morning he'll be in bad form anyway. Something will be wrong and you go, you stupid thing! And you'll wreck it. And that'll be the end of it.
Snoring has to be snoring, lads, as the most annoying sound.
Snoring is the most annoying sound, unless it's only if it's a human.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation
well,
before.
Well, to you, yeah.
Like snoring from a person, the worst noise in the world. Snoring from a dog, the most comforting noise in the world.
So you say.
Yeah.
Sarah's been on to say breathing, lads.
Breathing.
Just people breathing.
Breathing, yeah.
From Sarah, the people hater.
Well,
she
there
calls
you go,
herself.
Sarah, the people hater.
God, you're among friends here, Sarah.
Yeah, as you said, my breathing is so annoying, my microphone won't even let me do it. It's that irritating.
Yeah. Lots of people are taking the opportunity to have a go at various other people, celebrities or otherwise.
Of course they are.
Most annoying sound is the wife screaming. What else have we got?
I'd say maybe there's something you're doing that's making her scream. Maybe you might self-reflect a little bit. There you go. She's probably thinking, if he doesn't stop breathing, I'm going to lose my mind.
Look at this. Mary from Dublin says, one of the most annoying sounds has to be the Lewis doors opening and the closing buzzer. Drives me crazy.
Not gas, isn't it? Things that you don't hear.
Well, I suppose we don't use.
If we were on the Lewis, we'd be. I don't know what you're getting upset about. It's only a tiny noise. See, after a year or something of doing the same trip, we'd probably lose our marbles as well.
Yeah.
It's the repetition that gets you. Any noise on its own in isolation is not annoying.
A lot of dog barking has come in as well. A lot of dog barking.
Depends on the dog, I'm afraid. We're going to have to agree to disagree there.
Especially at night time, it seems to drive people up the walls. Magic Mike used to have that issue, didn't he?
Yeah, he had one particular dog.
It literally drove him to the west.
Drove him to despair.
Drove him to Galway.
He moved away to Galway to get rid of it. the dog in the water tank. He couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah. Listening to a fella trying to clear his throat.
Oh, you know.
That's gross now, as opposed to... Although I suppose it is an annoying sound.
No, you know
if
you're talking
well.
To someone and they... Yeah, so then it was... and then right... And what happened then? Your man comes out and I says to him... I says, you stand there for a second, right? And do you know what he says? He goes, like, oh my God, man, spit it out, please. Split whatever it is. Find a place and spit it out. Because we're all here listening to it. It's disgusting.
Somebody eating apples has literally come in. Children in restaurants. has come in.
I agree. I'm sorry. I know that annoys people, but...
An unfastened seatbelt. I do know... You know, that's again... That's a bit like the tumble dryer thing when, you know, the seatbelt machine just keeps telling you that you haven't got it on. Now, just put it on, but... You know, when you get one of those ones where the sensor is broken.
I know,
or something.
But say, you know the way you're at the car wash or something and you're dibbling away and then you just have to go 2 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And the thing, bing, bing, bing. You're like, oh, jeez. And again, it takes a half a second to put it on.
Yeah. Oh, and the ticking of a clock as well. I knew that would come in because that is that there are sounds that once you hear them, you can't unhear them.
Can't unhear
them.
That's
the problem.
Yeah,
so if you hear a clock ticking,
and then you're anticipating it.
Exactly.
It's going to happen now. Yeah. It's going to happen now. Oh,
there's a lot of things trying to irritate us in the world.
I'm actually so glad now, and I'm half deaf. I'm actually really glad now.
It's you don't know how lucky you are to have one ear that just goes all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Could be a lot worse.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
This week, it's your chance to fall into autumn at the Midlands Park Hotel. It's conveniently located there, just a short drive off the M7, about 45 minutes from Dublin. Excellent offers on at the moment for the autumn breaks. B&B, bubbles and chocolates.
Oh, absolutely.
Could all be yours from €89 per guest. If you want to check it out for yourself, MidlandsParkHotel.com, by the way.
There you go. All for, I can't say staycation. I still think it's such a silly word. Holidays.
Holidays
is a much more Irish type of a turn to it, doesn't it?
I like it.
So, of course, let's set the standard for Monday. No score to beat just yet. And Ruth Matthews is going to have a go. Hiya, Ruth.
Hiya, lads. How are you?
Not good, Ruth. All. You?
All right, now. Not too bad.
Happy days.
How was your weekend, Ruth?
Not too bad. Yeah.
Did you get into the sun or anything at all?
We set out last night. My husband had built me a fire pit, so we set out last night.
Oh my God, he built you a fire pit?
He did.
That's so manly.
Isn't it? Just for yesterday, like.
Myself and PJ just withered when you said that. My God, that's what proper men do. They build fire pits.
Build fire pits just for one day in the summer and then all they're getting stuck in.
Yeah, and here we are messing around with our coffee presses.
I'm still living around the light bulb that blew. You know what I mean? Oh God.
Brilliant. Listen, Ruth, well, look at you having your own fire pit. I'm not sure what I would do with a fire pit, but I want one.
Yeah, same here.
It's ideal for the likes last night. Sit back with a nice cold beer, a glass of wine, and
Ruth, can PJ and me come and live with you?
You can.
And stand around
you
your fire pit.
Kids, though.
Well, PJ is great with them, sure. Same.
Wait, what?
Roughly the same mental age and everything.
Oh, a 2-year-old? Is that what you said?
The kids.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I just took a jab at 2. I thought that would be a real right.
Right, come on, let's try and get Ruth onto the leaderboard.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready to go whenever you are.
Good stuff. 60 seconds. Get as many as you can. Obviously, Ruth, nothing to beat at the moment. Here we go.
If you ordered escargot in a restaurant, what would you be served?
Nails.
Which country is the world's largest producer of coffee?
Brazil.
Qantas Airways is the national airline of what country?
Australia.
In New York, taxis are normally what colour?
Yellow.
What is the international dialing code of the UK?
0044.
In what country was the car manufacturer BMW founded? Germany. In which board game would you move a bishop, a knight and a pawn?
Chess.
Taekwondo and karate are normally known as martial what?
Art.
Who carved Pinocchio?
Pass.
Geppetto. The Trotters is the nickname of what English football team?
Pass.
Bolton. Who is the girlfriend of Superman?
Lois Lane.
In what two countries could you visit Niagara Falls?
Canada and America.
Yeah, what club does Cristiano Ronaldo play for?
No idea.
Juventus. What actor plays Ross in Friends?
David Schwimmer.
In which county would you be in if you visited Boyle French Park and Strokestown?
Me?
Boyle French Park and Strokestown. What county are they in?
Me?
Oh, no, it's Roscommon.
Oh,
Roscommon, so it is.
Oh, yeah.
Good scoring, though, Ruth. Good scoring. That's, I tell you, okay, there's a couple of sticky ones towards the end, but not bad at all. You got off to a flyer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 correct answers.
Not so much.
Well, that's last week's winning score, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're flying. I mean, they're like slightly more difficult lately, so well done. That's pretty good going for a Monday.
Excellent. Thanks a million.
Not at all, Ruth. Listen, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, Ruth.